1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Yes! Welcome! Welcome, welcome. It is 1901 UTC. Here in beautiful Austin, Texas, and on Anon Radio, it is Monday, November 1st, 2021. So, thanks for being here. Hello, hello. Let's go ahead and drink a little bit of drink. Oh, man, I was scarfing down lunch. I had a huge... Anyway, work is making me crazy, but hey, what is new? You know what I mean? Do everyone here... It's gonna be everybody, buddy. Alright, let's exit that window. Alright, so what you want to be able to do first is join COM, because that makes the show way more fun. You want to SSH over to sdf.org. If you already have an account, great. If not, you're just new at sdf.org, N-E-W, and then sign up. Once you're signed up, ba-dum, bam, bam, you're ready to go. And life is good. So, let's go ahead here and get started pretty much the way we always start, and that's with
world news.
That's right, the world news. We're starting off November hot, lots of death and destruction. Be sure jump into COM so you can keep track, keep along with all the death and destruction going on. Howdy to Rat Sue and Stug and Jeff. Thanks for being here, hanging out. Jonathan, sorry you were joining and leaving. Everybody gangsta till you use a free SSH server. I don't know what that means, but welcome to SDF. All right. Hey, Unimagine. Okay. Like unsummon. Hello, hello. Let's get going. We got a lot of news.
World news.
First up, the big number, 5 million. COVID global death toll tops 5 million. Global death toll from COVID-19 topped 5 million people on Monday, less than 2 years into a crisis that has not only devastated poor countries, but also humbled wealthy ones with better healthcare systems. Together, the United States, the European Union, Britain, and Brazil, all upper middle or high income countries, account for 1/8 of the world's population, but nearly half of all reported deaths. The U.S. alone has recorded more than 740,000 lives lost, more than any other nation. Hey, SMJ, welcome, welcome. This is a defining moment in our lifetime, said Dr. Albert Koh, an infectious disease specialist at the Yale School of Public Health. What do we have to do to protect ourselves so we don't get to another 5 million? The death toll, as tallied by Johns Hopkins University, is about equal to the population of Los Angeles and San Francisco combined. It rivals the number of people killed in battles among nations since 1950, according to estimates from the Peace Research Institute. Globally, COVID-19 is now the third leading cause of death after heart disease and stroke. The staggering figure is almost certainly an undercount because of limited testing and people dying at home, especially in poorer parts of the world such as in India. Hotspots have shifted over the 22 months since the outbreak began, turning different places on the world map red. Now the virus is pummeling Russia, Ukraine, and other parts of Eastern Europe, especially where rumors, misinformation, and distrust in governments have hobbled vaccination efforts. In Ukraine, welcome Tim, thank you for tuning in. In Ukraine, only 17% of adult population is fully vaccinated, while Armenia has managed to jab only 7%. So, really tragic, lots and lots of death and destruction going around the world, and no sign of it slowing down anytime soon. So, if you are a big fan of suffering and death, man, you need to invest in popcorn because you got a lot going on. All right, let's go over to death made by people now. Ethiopia's government accuses Tigray rebels of killing 100 people in Kombolcha. Ethiopia's government says youth residents were summarily executed in Kombolcha amid battle over the northern town. The Ethiopian government has claimed fighters of the Tigray People's Republic, Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, have killed more than 100 youth residents in the town of Kombolcha as the rival sides claim control of the town in the country's Amhara region. The government said on Monday the youth were summarily executed by the group, as residents reported an hours-long gunfight over the town that started the night before. The international community should not turn a blind eye to such atrocities, the government communication service said on Twitter. The TPLF did not immediately respond to the government's accusation, which came hours after a spokesperson for the TPLF claimed the group had captured Kombolcha and its airport. The government, however, has contested the rebel claim that the TPLF controls the town, north about 380 kilometers north of the capital. So Al Jazeera was not able to independently verify the claims within northern Ethiopia, remaining under a communications blackout. So we shall see what's going on here. This is an interesting Ethiopia, the northern part of Ethiopia where the Tigray is. This was a recent, not a super recent, but this is a recent annexation of the country's border. So it's kind of, it's very interesting. I just think the history of Ethiopia and a lot of these African countries, the borders are a lot less firm than we like to imagine, at least versus like what we see in the United States and in Europe, at least over the last, 60 years or so. All right, so 100 people in Ethiopia. Don't worry, we'll keep the death count a little lower now. 12 people are confirmed dead during Sudanese protests. A Sudanese protest leader says demonstrations in the country will continue until the military reverses its recent takeover and hands over the rule of the country to a civilian government. See ya, Petey Boy. A Sudanese, the spokesperson for the Sudanese Professional Association, Mohammed Yusuf al-Mustafa, insists those behind the takeover be held accountable. It is either the military ruling with dictatorship, and we stand against them every day no matter the killings, detentions, and rapes, or they leave the political scene to the people to be responsible for themselves, manage the country the way they want, and do what they believe is right. The United Nations on Sunday urged Sudan's generals to reverse their takeover of the country, a day after thousands of people took to the streets in the largest pro-democracy protest since last week's coup. Mohammed Yusuf al-Mustafa outlined some qualities he believes the country needs in their next leadership. South Sudan has deployed a delegation led by presidential advisor Tut Gatluak to Sudan to mediate between the military and civilian leaders. Gatluak met with Berhan and said he would meet with Abdallah Hamdok, the deposed prime minister who remained under house arrest in the capital of Khartoum, as part of his mediation efforts. Security forces shot dead three protesters during Saturday's protest, and according to Sudan Doctors Committee, this makes at least 12 deaths, over 280 wounded since Monday. So, oh man! The people of Sudan are not having it, and that's great. So, hopefully, they're able to get this fixed up. And a disturbing story here. A Japanese man in a Joker costume injured 17 with a knife attack in Tokyo. As many as 17 people were injured as they headed for Halloween parties in the city. A 24-year-old man wearing a Joker costume attacked passengers on a Tokyo train lane on Sunday evening. Witnesses say the suspect was wearing a green shirt and a purple suit. He sprayed a clear liquid around the carriage and set it alight. Video footage showed passengers running through carriages away from the flames while others clambered through windows. I thought it was a Halloween stunt, one witness told the Yomiuri newspaper about the attack. Then I saw a man walking this way slowly, waving a long knife. The attack happened at around 20 hours local time, 11 GMT. So, was that, 8 o'clock at night? Near Kokuryo Station. Sorry, I'm not pronouncing that right. Media reports say the man was arrested by police on the spot. According to news outlet Kyoto, he told police he adored the character Joker in the Batman comics. The Joker is a supervillain in the comics and Batman's arch-enemy. The 2019 hit movie Joker, starring actor Joaquin Phoenix, featured a scene where he attacked several men on a train after being repeatedly harassed by them. It's a pivotal moment, marking the beginning of the character's transformation into the Joker. NHK news agency quoted police as saying that the man had said he had wanted to kill someone since June because he'd quit his job and seen many of his friendships fall apart. It added that he dressed like the Joker because he looked up to him. So very disturbing. There's some photos from it if you go to BBC.com. Shinsuke Kimura, who filmed one of the videos, told the national NHK broadcaster that the scene was horrifying. Train doors were closed, and we had no idea what was happening, and we jumped from the windows. Violent crime is rare in Japan, but there have been a number of high-profile knife attacks in recent years. 10 people were injured by a knife-wielding man on another Tokyo commuter train in August of 2019. A man attacked a group of school children waiting for a bus in Kawasaki, killing 2 and injuring at least 18. So, yeah, everybody, that's why people were trying to flee. But the train is closed. You're kind of trapped. And if somebody's waving a knife, you're in trouble. Really tough, you know.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Oh, don't worry, buddy. There's still a few more deaths we got to talk about. Mass murders done by people. At least 22 people were killed in a Houthi rebel missile strike on a mosque south of the strategic Yemeni city of Marib. 22 people, including children, were killed and 19 others were injured in a Houthi missile attack on a mosque in Al-Jaba district on Sunday night, a pro-government military official told AFP. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the mosque also had a religious school. Yemen's information minister, Muammar el-Irani, said on Twitter that 29 people, including women and children, were killed in the attack. This horrific massacre is within a series of systematic killings of civilians by the terrorist Houthi militia, he wrote in English. The Houthis have yet to comment on the attack, which comes as fighting between the Iran-backed rebels and government forces supported by Saudi-led military coalition intensifies. On Thursday, children were among 13 people killed when a missile fired by the rebels struck a tribal leader's home in Al-Jaba, according to military and medical officials. Marib, a capital of the oil-rich province of the same name, is an internationally recognized government's last bastion in northern Yemen. The Houthis began a major push to seize the city in February. So we talked about this happening last week, and the violence continues to escalate. We'll see how far it goes. It's always troubling whenever churches are targeted, but in that region of the world, targeting churches is pretty common. I don't know. It's like, look at what they do to the Palestinians. So I guess that's kind of the same kind of terror attack tactic. Don't worry. Our death toll count is dropping. We've only got a few more death stories. So here's the last death story of people killing people. 2 people died and hundreds evacuated after an underground pipeline in Durban caught fire, forcing hundreds of local residents to flee their home. This is in South Africa. It is alleged that 3 people were involved in a botched fuel theft attempt, leading to a fire outbreak that engulfed businesses, buildings, and an informal settlement. Explosions and rapid fires broke out in the area at around 3 a.m. on Sunday morning. Firefighters, paramedics, police, and metro police responded to the scene and were able to put out the fire. Local security company, Security Force, said several people suffered smoke inhalation. The petroleum company involved, known as the Transnet Pipelines National Operations Center, immediately shut down the pipeline and activated the emergency response plan. The company claimed there's been an unprecedented spate of fuel theft incidents on its pipelines and the associated infrastructure during the last 2 years. The cause of the fire is still being investigated by the South African authorities. So, yeah, exactly. If only the flames would not engulf people whenever they tapped a pipeline of gasoline. We had this happening in Mexico not too long ago where people were tapping into the Mexican gas pipelines, and then they just had to shut the pipeline off. It had too many people tapped into it stealing the gas. So we'll see what happens here. Maybe we'll get an update, maybe not. But 2 dead, hundreds evacuated in South Africa. Knife semaphore. Calm is fun. Tin and SMJ and Tobe, hello. You guys are pretty silly. All right, one last death story, and then we'll play a song.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Here you go. Deaths confirmed in Nigeria, high-rise building collapse in Lagos. This is a pretty big story that just is ongoing, just happened an hour or so ago. 3 people have died, and many others are feared trapped as rescue operations continue after a high-rise building under construction collapsed in Nigeria's commercial hub of Lagos, A digger is at the scene, and rescue workers and some locals are searching through heaps of rubble and twisted metal for survivors. Earlier pictures from the site showed crowds near a huge mound of debris. Lagos has seen several building collapses in recent years. The cause of this incident in the upmarket district of Ikoyi are still unclear. The building, which Reuters news agency reports was going to be a luxury block of flats, came down at 14:45 local time. One witness, who was working in an office opposite, said he heard a sound, looked out of his window, and saw the building literally going down floor by floor, he told the BBC's OS program. It's a 25-story building still under construction. Many workers are trapped under the rubble. We're trying to rescue them. Olufemi Okeoseniatulu, the head of the State Emergency Management Agency, is quoted as saying by the AFP agency. The authorities have put an emergency rescue plan into place. Some of the workers at the site said their colleagues were still trapped. I feel so bad because the people that are inside, they have family, one of them identified as Latif Shitu said. In 2019, 10 people died after a school collapsed in Lagos, and in September 2014, 116 people died when a six-story building collapsed. Building standards have often been criticized, and the Lagos state authorities recently launched a new scheme to improve certification. So, whew, yeah, really rough. Pretty wild, right? So anyway,
world
news. It's rough, right? All right. Well, now that we've talked all about that, all the death and destruction, we gotta play a song because, you know,
it's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Yeah, there's just so much death and destruction and it's just sad. But I mean, it's kind of what happens. Let's see. Let's see if I've got a song I want to play. Let me see if we've got it. Here we go. Let's see.
I'll light the fire.
Nope, that's not the song I wanted. Hold on. Let's try it this way. Here it is. Perfect.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, in the middle of our street.
Something
our
tells
house,
you that you've got to move
in the middle of our.
Father gets up late for work, mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss. The one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house,
Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to a non-radio powered by SDF, and SDF is for you. So please consider signing up. We talked about that. Join us in comm if you'd like. And please stick around. In about 10 minutes, we got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe coming up. And if you're in comm, you can just press the equal sign to see all the cool new stuff coming up. We got Dubious Goals Committee at 19:30, then Mix Remix from Harry Lariat, 20 hours. And then 2200, we've got Organized Insanity and the Stoke Sauce Radio Show at midnight. So please stick around for that. All right. Well, I did play Madness, and I played Our House. And the reason I did was because this story is Madness, and it's about a house. Lutton Man left shocked as his house is stolen. Yeah, this is a great scam if you want to be able to pull it off. All you got to do is live in London, or in the UK, I guess, and not have any morals. A man has described his shock at returning to his house and finding it stripped of all furnishings after it was sold without his knowledge. Having been alerted by neighbors, the Reverend Mike Hall drove to Lutton and found building work underway and a new owner who said he had bought the house. A BBC investigation found Mr. Hall's identity had been stolen and used to sell the house and bank the proceeds. Police initially told him it was not fraud, but are now investigating. So, all you have to do is steal someone's identity and then sell their house. And it's not a crime, apparently. Mr. Hall, who was away from the property and working in North Wales, said he received a call from his neighbors on August 20th saying there was someone in the house and the lights were on. The following morning he drove there. I went to the front door, tried my key, and it didn't work, and a man opened the front door to me. I pushed him to one side and got in the property. I really didn't know what he was doing there. The shock of seeing the house completely stripped of furniture, all furnishings, carpet, curtains, everything was out of the property. The man said he was doing building work, to which Mr. Hall replied, "I haven't sold the house. This is still my property." Mr. Hall phoned the police, but the builder left and returned with the new owner's father, who said he had bought the terraced house in July, adding, "It is now my property. You are trespassing and get out." So, Mr. Hall said when he tried to access the land registry documentation online to find out whose name appeared, it is in fact, as of August 4th, this other man's home. At that point, the police said, "Well, there's nothing further we can do here. This is a civil matter. You need to leave the house and contact your solicitors." He then tried to contact police online, but received the same response. "I was shocked. Having seen the house and the state it was, I was in a bit of a state of shock anyway. But then to be told by the police they didn't believe a criminal offense had been committed was just unbelievable." The BBC put Mr. Hall in touch with Bedfordshire's Police Fraud Squad, which has begun an investigation. Spokesman there said there had been no arrests. You and Yours, which is the show that did this, obtained the driving license used to impersonate Mr. Hall, details of a bank account set up in his name, and received the proceeds of the sale, and phone recordings of the house being stolen. Once the house was sold to the new owner for £131,000, the person impersonating Mr. Hall, they legally owned it. The person who bought the house. The solicitors involved in the property transaction said there was an ongoing police investigation, and it was inappropriate to comment further. "We'll continue to cooperate with the police and comply with our professional obligations," said the firm. The land registry paid out a total of $3.5 million in compensation for fraud last year. Said, "We work with professional conveyancers, such as solicitors, and rely on them and the checks that they make to spot fraudulent attempts to impersonate property owners. Despite our best efforts, every year we do register a very small number of fraudulent transactions." This just blows my mind because... I don't know. In the United States, whenever you go through this, there's this really lengthy process where you have to buy title insurance and they pay and they go through all these validations and all this stuff. And it's like, it takes forever. And just wild. Wow, wow, wow. So anyway, if you are unscrupulous, you can probably just go around stealing people's houses and make quite a lot of money. And then the other people legally own the house. It's like win-win. All right. Anyway, I just had to get that story out. We're going to run out of time. We only have about 5 minutes to go. So we're just going to run through some other headlines here with you. First, Algeria is going to halt gas exports to Spain via Morocco. Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune on Sunday ordered state energy firm Sonatrach to halt gas exports to Spain through a pipeline that traverses Morocco due to tensions with Rabat. Algeria, Africa's biggest natural gas exporter, has been using Gaz Maghreb-Europe pipeline since 1996 to deliver several billion cubic meters per year to Spain and Portugal. But the GME contract is due to expire at midnight Sunday. Oh, that just happened. Just over 2 months after Algiers severed diplomatic ties with Rabat over hostile actions. Tebboune ordered the cessation of trade ties between Sonatrach and the Moroccan National Office for Electricity and Potable Water, and the non-renewal of the contract, which expires midnight Sunday. The move would not have a significant impact, Moroccan office said in a statement on Sunday night. In anticipation of this decision, the necessary measures have been taken to ensure the continuity of the country's electrical supply. Tebboune took this decision after consultations with the Prime Minister and the Ministers of Energy and Foreign Affairs. So, there we go. Just thought that was interesting because natural gas is so important. France and Britain are fighting over fish right now. Britain tells France, back down in 48 hours or we will get tough. Britain gave France 48 hours on Monday to back down in a fishing round that threatens to escalate into a wider trade dispute between two of Europe's biggest economies, or face torturous legal action under the Brexit trade deal. So, be a heads up there. Military officers? It's a fish fight, for sure. Military officers condemn CIA torture as a stain on America. 7 senior U.S. officers serving on a military jury have rebuked the alleged CIA torture of a prisoner as a stain on the moral fiber of America. No real big surprise there. The military doesn't like torture. The U.S. loves to torture people. That's kind of funny dichotomy there. Almost 1 in 3 Republicans say violence may be necessary to save the U.S. Troubling statistics show the post-election rancor that led to the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6th is still very much in place. So, good luck. Anyway, you can read the whole thing on The Guardian. It's agitating. A Squid Game cryptocurrency sprung to life and then collapsed already. Squid Token's website and social accounts disappear after the price jumped more than 310,000% in value and then crashed. The value of a cryptocurrency inspired by Squid Game collapsed on Monday, less than 2 weeks after investors could start buying tokens. After jumping more than 310,000% in value as of Sunday night, Squid lost all its value after Twitter flagged the cryptocurrency's account and temporarily restricted it due to suspicious activity. Right before its collapse, the token's value had spiked to $2,856. So, you can believe who got rich on that game. There's thoughts that maybe they could start moving all these container ships into Texas because they're backlogged at the port. I didn't have time to really get into this, sorry. There's a shorting reported in a near New Hampshire supermarket. Suspects now in custody. One person's dead and another's injured after a shooting near a supermarket in Seabrook, New Hampshire. So that's going on. Lots of murder and death, don't worry. And we're out of time. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. And that happens every single day at 1930 UTC. All right. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Seven.